Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, I'm back again, I'm rocking and rolling. This is your number one man, Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We're broadcasting off the West Coast here in Mississippi, Fresno, better known as Fresno, California. We're excited. We got a lot going on. I know y'all been wondering where I've been at. I've been here. I've just been moving and grooving. I'm going like Muhammad Ali, bobbing and weaving. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. And I called my colleague. I said, hey, we got to go live at 10 o'clock. I said, I'm feeling it right now. She said, okay, since you're feeling it, let's go ahead and do the radio show. So it's been a while since I've been on the air. I'm coming back, y'all. I'm coming back. I just had to, get some things put in place. And just a good feeling to be back. And we're going live right now across the world, international right now. Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We're just coming to you for a short time, not a long show. What is today? I think today is Wednesday. Wednesday the 7th, 2023. Man, time goes on. I'm looking at my face and my phone, looking at all this gray hair on my beard. I'm like, where all this gray hair come from? I used to have nice, slick cheeks. Now I got all this hair. I'm like, man, what is all that? Anyway. But I just want to give a shout out to all of our freedom fighters across the world. Reverend Pinckney over in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Uncle Bobby down in Oakland, California. The Brown Berets here in Fresno, California. Brother Ralphie, Hashid, you know, everybody who's on the front line, you know, our elders who have moved on, Ben Benedictus, and just so many people who have been in the struggle. And we're just glad that they are passing the baton to us today. And, you know, we're going to do what we do, and we're going to do it good. And so this Saturday at Free AME 806 College, we're going to be having Fresno Freedom School is back. We really went nowhere, but we just have to fine-tune a few things because we like to provide excellence. We like the word excellence. And so we just want to give a shout-out to my son, 40 Harris Jr. III, who successively is the founder of the Fresno Freedom School. He has graduated from Southern University. As soon as he crossed the stage, walked across the stage and put his fist up in the air, that's what Daddy taught him. And he had a job waiting on him on the other side of the stage. So he's working for the USDA over in Wisconsin, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Spoke with him yesterday. His first day was on the job, was Monday, and we just want to thank everyone. I want to thank everyone. I want to thank God first because God is the one who created this pathway for me to have the vision. And thank God for all that God sent the people, the support base, to help my son and those that came before him, people like Maria Else and things like that, people like her who have passed on or crossed over to the other side. So, again, we're just excited this morning because we had a meeting last night planning for this Saturday. We're going to bring on our board president. We have a new board president now who I highly respect, appointed. Her name is Ms. Arlene Reed. She's going to give you more details into what's going to be happening on this Saturday. And like I said, tell a friend, this is about you. This is not about us. This is about your children. This is about your family. This is about your health. You know, your health is your wealth. And so, you know, we have to do a better job, in eating. And we had a conference last week, at my location, Fame, and we had a nutritionist come in all the way from Houston, NFL brother who is from Fresno, matter of fact. And he did a beautiful job. We had another spokesperson who spoke about financial literacy. Powerful. And then we also had Brother Ralphie, one of our freedom fighters here, talked about police brutality, the U.S. Constitution, how that reflects us today. Then we also had another sister who talked about funeral arrangements, you know, what it takes to deal with, you know, having, make sure you have insurance. You know, we always see our people standing on the corners, you know, with a little pot or bucket or something, wanting to get money to help bury their loved ones. So, hey, like I said, we moving and grooving, and we're not taking no prisoners. We're not making no excuses. Visit our website, www.fresnofreedom.org, fresnofreedom.org. Go to YouTube, put in Fresno Freedom School, Reverend Harris, put in Eileen Reed in the search bar, or just do a search. All types of stuff will come up, videos, awards, and all that type of stuff. So, hey, listen, I want to bring our president on. I'm just excited to see her lead us. That's the piece that I like. I always tell her, I say, hey, you know, you might not can move fast as you can, Sister Eileen, but hey, you still got that knowledge. You still have that wisdom. And let us young folks do all the moving. Let us do all the heavy lifting. Good morning, Teresa. Hey there, Mario. Appreciate y'all coming on. Share this link here. And we have empowered and helped a lot of children in this community. You know, you don't really hear about it because we're not a people that brag on ourselves. You know, it's not about bragging. It's about empowering. And that's what we do. We empower our children. We empower our families. We're eating better. And, you know, some people telling me vegan is the way to go. Vegan is the way to go. Quit eating that meat with all that hormones and stuff in it. So anyway, people have their own different perspective of it. I respect that. And so I want to go ahead and bring our board president on. But share this link. Tell your friends. Tell your family. It's not just for young people. It's for older people, too. We want to come in this Saturday at 7 o'clock. But I'm going to leave that up to our board president to tell you all that good stuff. Let's see here. We have 5172. 5172, welcome to Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We're talking about Fresno Freedom School gardening, composting,
yes,
cooking
indeed.
This
yes,
Saturday.
Yes,
go on and talk to us.
All right. Thank you, Rev. Good morning, everybody. This is Sister Eileen Reed, and I am the current board president for Fresno Freedom School. And we are very, very excited anytime we get a chance to work with our young people in the community. And this year, we're mixing it up a little bit. Fresno Freedom School summer program is going to run for four Saturdays. That's four Saturdays. So it's going to be the second and the fourth Saturday in June and the second and the fourth Saturday in July. So that's going to be June 10th, June 24th, July 8th, and July 22nd. And while it seems like this is kind of spread out and we're only doing 4 days, we are jam-packed with activities and fun and learning in those 4 days. So I'm very, very excited. So we're going to have a gardening class in the morning. We're going to have a composting class after that. Then we are going to have Sarah Devitt, who is going to be teaching a nutrition class. And I'm very excited. We're going to have Chef Celeste Harrell, who's going to be doing our cooking class. These classes are going to be divided up between younger people on the first Saturdays of both months and older kids on the last Saturday of each month. And we are going to have a good time. I tell you, we provide breakfast, we provide a snack mid-morning, and we provide lunch. So all you have to do is to show up. And we are asking people to RSVP by calling me at 559-470-5172. And we have a full class for this Saturday, but if you want your littles to come next month on July 8th, please give me a call. So we're very excited about the work that we do, because if you teach children how to eat healthy when they are young, they will continue to eat healthy when they are older. And so this is one of the reasons why we join hands with the nutrition and the cooking, We want to give the kids basic skills that they can use as they continue to grow and to learn. And so we're just trying to do a shout out for all of the people who have who serve and have served on our board. We want to shout out to Shaquilla Joyce, Sister Shy, who is our newest board member. We want to give a shout out to Deborah Saxton, Professor Deborah Saxton at Fresno State. We also want to give a shout out to Sister Calliope Correa, who is on medical leave from our board right now, and all the people who have worked on the board in the past, and that includes Brother Rashid Heslop and people who have come through. We also want to give a special shout out to young Floyd Harris, who just graduated from Southern University and is a shining example of what we have to offer at Fresno Freedom. So, Rev, I don't know how much I can add to what I just laid out, but come on and tell me what I can add that I might have left out, because what we are sharing with our kids, everybody, is a foundation for them to grow up, for them to be proud of their heritage, for them to be proud of their community, and for them to be proud of themselves. And we just want to make sure that we get that across to them, that where what you get from Fresno Freedom School, you can take it any place in the world and thrive. Rev?
Yeah, you pretty much, I don't know what to say now. You took all the words. You could have left a word in my mouth, but you took all the words out of my mouth. Hey, you know what? It's like this, you know, we're about results. Those who know me over the years, if you don't know me, research me. I'm about results. We're about results. We're not about excuses. We know right now that hypertension plays a big part in the Black community and brown, you know, just people. Blood pressure plays a lot in our community. Diabetes plays a big part in our community. Stress plays a lot in our community. Mm-hmm. And so what we're talking about with the Fresno Freedom School is to change the narrative from what the narrative is now to something positive. And the only way that we can do that, is, from my perspective, is that we have to get involved, right? We have to be able to find out what food. Now, what I'm about to say should be a simple, but it's not. We should know, and then we do know. We know what foods we should be eating and what foods we should not be eating. You know, salt, sugar, you know, all this type of stuff. But first we have to become educated about the different foods that are out there. So, for instance, when you go to the grocery store, you have to automatically know that all the vegetables in there has pesticides on it.
Mm-hmm.
It has pesticides on it. And I'm right. Not going to say I haven't ate it, because I have. I don't care how much you clean it, it still has pesticides on it. Okay. Now, my point is that Fresno Freedom School, we don't spray with pesticides. All of our food is organic. Okay. The children plant all of this food. Hey, good morning, Ron. Glad to have you, my brother. I went to the gym last night. We're gonna have to hook up again so we can throw some weights around. And so, speaking of gym, that's a good thing, going to the gym. You know, if you can't go to the gym, walk. You know, at least do something for 15 minutes a day. And that's what I took away from the conference last week. When the gentleman was talking from Colorado, he said, if you just do something for 15 minutes a day for his exercising, he said, then you are helping yourself. Now, we have 24 hours in a day, okay? And I understand we got to work. We got to deal with the kids, deal with the husband, deal with the wife. I get all of that. But my point is that you, me, we have to understand that we have to start doing self-care for ourselves. I cannot take care of someone else if I haven't taken care of myself. I don't know if that makes sense. Good morning all the way from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you, my sister, for tuning in. I'm going to call you a little later. Hey there, cousin Julie. Oh, I'd like to see you. Mr. Cormier. Oh, Mr. Cormier, we were just talking about you a little earlier.
That's Mr.
Cormier. We were just speaking about him. Great, great, great leader and supporter of the Fresno Freedom School.
Yes.
And we have to understand that we have to do for self first, because I think that, you know, I'm not going to say this in a negative way, because I don't want a negative energy. But my grandma, when I was coming up, she always told me to take care of other people first, right? Make sure they're comfortable. Make sure they do it. And then I'm like, well, when do I take care of myself? I mean, when do I eat? So we got to be a little selfish now and understand that we have to, one, read. We should be getting 8 hours of rest. A lot of people debate, should we eat 3 times a day or not? The salt, the sugar, you know, all that type of stuff, sodas and all that stuff, I'm guilty of it too. Okay. Some of this stuff we got to eliminate out of our diets, because if not, you know who's getting rich on us, Sister Eileen? Is what is that thing called?
The soda companies, the processed food companies.
All of that.
And those things can be very, very addictive. They can be very addictive.
Dialysis. So, I mean, my next door neighbor died like, I don't know, 2 years ago. Nice man, nice brother. And I came home one day and I said, well, where is he at? I said, you haven't heard? I said, I heard what? He said, he died. I said, died? Yeah, he died. Sister Eileen, this brother would get in the, they would come pick him up every morning at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
He would go to dialysis 5 days a week.
Good Lord.
Okay.
Yes.
5 days a week. And for those of you who don't know what dialysis is that's a machine that they hook it up to your vein and it pulls all your blood out, your body. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just a thing to prolong you to live. Right. And it pulls up and it supposedly cleans the blood and put it back in your body. That's what.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is that let's not get there. Let's not get there. Let's don't go there. Let's be proactive not to get on dialysis. And then what do we have to do not to get on dialysis? See, that's the question. Because see, in my mind, Sister Eileen, and that's why the Freedom School is so good, because we have a working board, we have people in our community, you know, like Mr. Cormier, Ms. Cormier, Mark. I mean, everybody that's on this line right on this live stream, of people who have support, and we got over 20 some people on the live right now. All of you, we say thank you for your support.
Whatever way you have
help these young children get into college, mentoring them, giving them encouraging words. We all have a place. We all have a part. But my point is, Eileen, is that, you know, each vegetable or fruit and even herbs, something that we don't even really talk about today is herbs like our ancestors did, like Dr. Sebi does, you know, that they murdered him. But the herbs is a conversation that we need to go back to, because the herbs was a lot of the medicine, right?
Right.
That now we take ibuprofen, Advil, you know, all these different prescription stuff that the pharmaceutical, and you know what, Eileen, we don't even know if it's really an Advil pill. We don't really know if it's an ibuprofen pill. We just see the label.
Right.
We see and it says ibuprofen. I got a headache. I just get it and pop the pill in my mouth.
that's true. Our grandparents and our great grandparents knew how to care for themselves, because I'm sure many of our listeners had grandma or great-grandma who had a garden, and we have them who were growing their own, you know, they were killing their own beef or whatever. We're trying to go more plant-based now, but at least they knew what those animals were eating and what kind of environment they were being raised in. So even the meat was cleaner, if so to speak. But they definitely had their own gardens, and they knew what to do. And before I forget, I want to give a shout-out to one of our consistent volunteers at Freedom School, and that's Brother Tony Bullock. He has been there since he moved back to Fresno for Freedom School, and I want to make sure to give him that recognition. But back to what we were saying about remedies that we can get at home and, you know, processed medicine and things like that. We want to get back to a simpler way of eating, a healthier way of eating, and that's what we want to teach our kids at Fresno Freedom School.
Right, and exactly, and just to piggyback off what you're saying, I just wanted to read some of the comments folks are really type. I really thank y'all for tuning in. I apologize I haven't been on the air for a while. I mean, I was just sitting here, you know, I'm drinking more tea. That's the other thing. We got to drink more tea. We got to drink more tea. Drink more tea, drink more water. I'm going to make a chart. I'm going to ask some people to work with me. And maybe you all have this already. If you do, let me know. I want to make a chart, right, that has the different vegetables like watermelons, cantaloupes, okra, blah, 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 on like a big chart. And each vegetable, we have some of this chart already that shows what time of the year it grows. But I also want to know that vegetable, when it comes to sickness and illness, what does it do for whatever that vegetable is for, if that makes sense to y'all? Because I think it's important that we go back to each vegetable and say, hey, you know, I got this wrong with me. I got that wrong with me. You know, what vegetable do I need to help combat to get well, right?
Right. Right. And that's so important, Rev. I mean, we know that things like watermelons have a lot of vitamin C, and we know that vegetables like okra are very, very good for us health-wise. And remember, okra was brought over to America from Africa. That's indigenous to Africa. Yes.
Right. And so when we had the conference last week, and for those of y'all who missed the conference, oh, my God, y'all should have. We're going to be doing another conference soon, because I told our people, my leadership team, when I spoke to them on Monday night, I said, listen, I'm not into starting stuff and then wait till a whole another year to do it again. I said, you need to be working on it within the next 5 to 6 months. I want to see another conference coming down in West Fresno. That's what our people need is consistency. We start stuff and then we wait a whole year before we do it again. No, the brother that came from Colorado said he don't mind coming back. Aline, he made vegan food. I mean, he made collard greens and cornbread and mac and cheese. I'm like, what? And there was no meat nowhere around for his dead animals type meat. Right? And so I was sitting there, I was like, well, my mouth was burning too, though. I don't know what. What pepper I ate with my mouth.
Well, he probably made mean greens and put too much pepper in it. I can eat the peppery stuff like that, but, you know, some people really like it.
We need
a vegetarian soul food restaurant here in Fresno. We do.
Right.
We need
one. I'm looking at something like that at Fame, but I'm not going to – y'all didn't hear me say that. But anyway – So I want to talk about real quick. This Saturday is going to be the first day of Fresno Freedom School. We're going to do 2 days in June and 2 days in July. Can you give us those dates again, Aline, for the new program?
Yes, I sure can. For June and July, it's the second and the fourth Saturdays of both months. So that's June 10th. For the younger kids, and June 24th for older kids. That is July 8th for younger kids and July 22nd for older kids. And, you know, if that kind of gets mixed up, we're not going to turn anybody away. But those are the dates. Once again, June 10th and June 24th, and then again, July 8th and July 22nd.
And what time are we starting?
Starting at 7, because Rev is always reminding us, hey, if you're going to farm, if you're going to garden in Fresno, you got to start early. You can't be starting at like 8, 9 o'clock and then think, you know, it's going to be happening, because in some instances, it's going to be already 90-something or 100 degrees out there. Now, we're having mild weather right now, but this is an anomaly. This is probably climate change. So we start at 7, and we do breakfast. We do the gardening and the composting class, and we're going to have a break. We're going to have snacks. Then we're going to do the nutrition class and then the cooking demonstration class. And then we have lunch, and then we're done. So it goes from 7 to 12:30, 1 o'clock on each of those days. But we're start at 7, and we're going to have breakfast foods there for everybody to partake.
And one thing about me that everybody, if you don't know or you should know, is that I believe in starting on time. So be there on time if you want to be part of this knowledge. Knowledge is power. And I'm going to read some of the comments that's being made, because we have a lot of conscious people on the live stream. We got people from all over the world. We just thank you again for your support for Fresno Freedom School. When I say thank you, we're saying thank you from the bottom of our hearts, because whatever you did, the resources you brought, the encouragement, if you were editing letters for me, whatever you were doing, giving me encouragement, giving us encouragement. We thank you, because we cannot do this without you, okay?
No.
You know, I'm not a grant person. I'm going to tell everybody that now. I'm not a grant person. But, you know, those who know how to write grants, you know, want to collaborate with us with a grant, I'm open to it. But don't look for me to do it. I just grind, work. I do it my grandma way, okay? A shovel and a hoe, all right? But that's just old school for me, right? So I was speaking earlier in reference to about doing too much. And I said that, you know, there's only a certain amount of hours in a day. Of course, we got to work and all that, and we got kids. But we have to take some time out for ourselves. And I'm learning that. You all know I've been a civil rights leader for over 40-something years. And that's all I've been doing is helping and helping and helping. And I'm not saying I'm going to stop helping. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is I have to now be turning 53. I think I'll be turning 53. August 24th, right? So now I have to have a balance for my life now. I just can't keep going out here like I'm 17, 18 years old. You know, even though I, if I get on the basketball court, I think I'm back in high school until I twist or break something. But I'm just saying, right? So Mario wrote a statement here. Mario is part of the Brown Breast. And I'm just going to go down the list here, kind of read what some of the statements folks, you know, were saying. Mario, good morning. Got Sister Teresa from Ohio. Thank you, sister, for tuning in. Share this. Please share this with your friends. If you have family and you're in another state, tell them about Fresno Freedom School. Go to www.fresnofreedom.org. We just got a brand new website made. Brand new website.
We have a new website. And Rev, don't forget to mention Sister Diana Bruton down in Bakersfield, who is doing a grow at home portion of Freedom School with some folks down in the South Valley.
Wow, that is huge. See what I mean? People who came to Freedom School took knowledge back to their hometown, and they're doing it. They're doing it.
Yes.
You know, they're not making no excuse. And this is the thing I'm going to say before I get into what Mario said and the different things people are saying. Dr. Jean Kennedy, who's one of my colleagues, she's one of the co-founders of the Fresno Freedom School. She has a shirt that says, I think I need to get this shirt made, well, I say made the language on the shirt. And it says, do for self or be a slave. And it took me a while because she would wear that shirt. And one day she's like, what are you staring at? I'm like, I'm staring at your shirt because I'm like processing. What does that mean? Do for self or be a slave. All right. So I'm going to bring that to the farming aspect now. Do for self or be a slave. You have the power to go to Costco, Walmart, Winco, Target. I don't know all these stores named that have vegetables. You have the power to go and purchase whatever you want to purchase with your own money. It's your money. You can do whatever the hell you want to do with it. But I'm here to encourage you that if you're going to take your money and go down to and purchase vegetables that has pesticides on it, hear me good. Let me say that again. If you're going to go to a store and purchase vegetables that has pesticides on it, that's been in a cold store maybe for 2 years and just now coming out to be sold, you have the same process and energy to plant your own food in your yard, in your flower bed, in a bucket, in whatever, a freezer or whatever, a car, back of a truck. I don't know what you want to plant it in. But plant something.
Yes.
Plant something for yourself. Teach your children. I've been teaching this to you all for over close to 20 years now. Some of you have gotten it. Thank you. Because when the pandemic hit, my board said, we can't go back out there, Reverend Harry. We can't take the kids. You know, the pandemic is here. Man, I came home and I turned my whole front yard into a garden.
Yeah, we
I
had
didn't
our
ask nobody. I didn't have to get permission from nobody. And we had watermelons, we had black-eyed peas, we had corn on the cob, we had sunflower, we had eggplants, we had bell peppers, we had everything in my front yard. We had a farmer's
market. And we were dogging that and sharing that with the community. Yes, we did.
We had a farmer's market right here. I mean, the sister, what's her name from Oakland?
Brandy Mack.
Brandy Mack came down all the way from Oakland.
Yeah.
To be with us.
With the Bitterstock Project. Yes, she did. She opened it up. Yes, she did.
And right now, you can go to YouTube and you will see Brandy Mack speaking right here in my front yard. I'm not lying. You can go to YouTube right now and see Brandy Mack speaking in my front yard right now.
We have worked with some very powerful people, Rev. And Fresno Freedom School is the real deal, y'all. We are a grassroots organization. We're growing, but our philosophy still belongs to a grassroots aspect of working and loving and dealing with our people. Just know that.
Freedom School, you know, you see all these community gardens popping up here, and I'm happy they are. But let me tell y'all something right now. Fresno Freedom School birthed all of these community gardens in Fresno. Nobody was doing community gardens after Fresno Freedom School because they came over to see our model. And, you know, if you feel you want to take our model and you feel that you can use it, okay, whatever, more power to you. But you can't take the original, all right?
Nope.
Fresno Freedom School, and people are not going to say this publicly, what I'm telling you all, is that Fresno Freedom School planted the foundation in Fresno, California for all these community gardens that's going on.
Yes, that's a fact, y'all.
And I'm happy they got the community gardens going. But give the credit where credit needs to go to. And that's to our children. Fresno Freedom School to those who work the land, who has moved on to college, who has their doctor degrees, their master's degrees, their doctor degrees. We have children that's over in Ghana working on their doctor degrees. I mean, so we have done a lot. And I tell people, if you want to check our track record, you don't need to ask me. Go research it yourself and see that Fresno Freedom School from the senator from Sacramento
Right. Melissa Hurtado designated Fresno Freedom School as the nonprofit of the year in 2021. We have the documentation for that. You can look it up. Melissa Hurtado designated Fresno Freedom School as the nonprofit of the year in 2021 for her district.
Number one. And I got the award right there in my room in there. Big old, you know. And then Civil Eats also, you know, wrote a big article, followed us for a whole week here. And they chose us, Friends of Freedom School, to be the number one article for a year. So what I'm trying to tell everyone is, if you're listening to me, is that Friends of Freedom School is not no fly-by-night start and stop.
No, we're the real deal.
You know, we are
the real deal. Yes.
Listen, we love
our children. Yes, I encourage people who are older like myself. I got quite a few years on Rev. If you have time and you want to volunteer for something that's meaningful, come out to Freedom School and work with the children because they need you.
Come out and
hang
out. Just come out and hang out with us. I mean, I'm telling you, it's one thing that Aline said. I thought she was going to say it, but I'm dropping stuff here and there and she's picking it up. And so I'm going to just say the first word, and she's going to say the second. Fever.
Catch it. Catch the Freedom School fever. You can't defy anybody. Red laughs at everybody. But I defy anybody, anywhere to come to Fresno Freedom School and work with our kids, and work with our board, and work with our staff and our volunteers, and not catch the fever and want to continue on working with us. That's how the seeds got spread so far, and why for all these other community programs, they caught the fever, but they could not duplicate the original.
Right.
And that's Fresno Freedom School.
Right.
I get excited now. I have not slept. I had insomnia last night. I've been so excited about doing stuff for Fresno Freedom School. But I have to say that if you come around us, and we told this to Senator Hurtado when she was there, when the kids were giving her a tour of our demonstration garden, and she caught the fever. We didn't know she was going to catch it, but she caught it. And I say to all of you, you will catch it too when you come and hang out at Fresno Freedom School. Did I do what you thought I was going to do? Did I do it?
I said if I said the first word, she was going to say the second. She's that front fever. You know, I think what makes Fresno Freedom School so unique and different from different organizations that we're comparing is that we're family in origin, right? We respect people. We teach our children police. I used the word police. I shouldn't say police. Right. How do you explain that? How do you explain it better than
they monitor each other. Yes, they do. They know what we expect from them behavior-wise, and they will keep an eye out on each other. And, of course, the adults who are there are keeping an eye out on everybody. But you're right, though. They're monitoring. They're right. Checking themselves when somebody acts out or is trying to bully or being mean to somebody. We don't allow that at Fresno Freedom School. We're a family, and we have to act like that. And that is no matter what color you are. You know, we have an African-American-based history program that we impart and share our culture. But we are welcoming to everybody. And kids who have been at Freedom School who are not black can tell you the same thing. And we treat everybody the same. We do. We just, you know, because that's what a family does.
Yeah, we believe in treating people with dignity and respect, and I don't believe that that's asking too much. You know, I admit some of our children, you know, I mean, some of them come from foster care, some of them come from third generational grandparents, fourth generational, you know, but we still embrace them, and we still show them love. You know, we've had Caucasians, Hispanic, Asians, Hmong, mm-hmm. everything has come through the Fresno Freedom School. And that's what makes us so unique because we're diverse. You know, even though it's founded black or African, whatever we want to say, we still mm-hmm. serve the community as a whole, right? Yes. And it's just too bad that you know, our political people down at City Hall and Board of Supervisors can't seem to support the Freedom School after all of the documentation. You know, mm-hmm. Oliver Baines, when he was on the city council, he gave out recognition certificates to all of the children. You know, ever since Oliver Baines been out, nobody from City Hall has ever reached out to us or said, hey, you know, how can we support, you know? And it's really sad. It's sad to me. But then again, as I teach, and you know, Aileen, I teach independence, that we're going to mm-hmm. love our children with a grant or no grant, period.
That's right.
You know, yep. period. You know, yep. no one controls Freedom School but the community. That's us,
that's,
right?
That's us.
Definitely. You know, when I say us, I'm talking about us, those who are on the live stream, and all of us, okay?
Yeah.
Because the food that we grow, the children grow, goes back to who? To the community.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I mean, let me read some of this real quick, because we're only on here for an hour. We got like maybe 10 or 15 minutes. So we have Ron, you know, okay, we got Brother Mario, Brown Barrett, Teresa, Brother Ron. Brother Ron says self-love is a big issue. It starts yeah. with what you eat. Yeah, because see, what you eat has a lot to do with your attitude, right?
That's right.
And if you just, all you want to do all day is eat potato chips and drink sodas, mm-hmm. well, hell, that's what you're going to be, a potato chip and a soda, right? You're
right.
going to feel lazy. You're going to start mm-hmm. getting diseases in your body. You're going to start, mm-hmm. you know, thinking bad thoughts and things like that. So you're mm-hmm. correct. You know, Brother Ron said it starts with what you eat. All right, and then
yeah.
we got Brother Mario, grow your own or run the risk of getting sick. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm going to tell y'all this. When we okay, so I didn't say this earlier. The program starts Saturday at 7. But me and the boys, we're going to get the roller tiller. We're going to get the ground ready. We're going to get everything prepped up. So when folks come in on Saturday, basically all we're going to do is teach them what the planks are, blah, 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 blah. We're going to have handouts on different things like that. And then we're going to have the community and the children or elders or whoever plant the plants in the ground. And then we're going to run irrigation mm-hmm. line and all that stuff. I mean, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
And my cousin, Julie. Hey, cousin, appreciate you. Love you. All right, we got New York in the house, our poet. All right.
Thank you.
He has done a lot for us, editing papers. I mean, this sister here, she's a poet, international poet now. She's international. She'd have been to Jamaica. She'd have been to Jamaica. She'd have been to, I think it's called San Lucas.
She played for Freedom School as well. She did that, and you can look for that online and purchase that if you want to support Fresno Freedom School that way. But she did that out of love, and we thank her so sincerely for that.
She created a book, man. I think it's on our website. I got to double check, but I know the webmaster.
I believe it is on the website.
Okay, purchase the book, please, you guys. Please purchase the book. These funds, I mean, our sister all the way up on the other side of the world researched Freedom School. She loved the model. She loved the concept. She just called me one day and said, hey, you know, this is what I want to do. What do you think? You know, do it as a fundraiser. She said, I don't want no money. I'll tell you what she told me. She said, I don't want no money. She said, all I want to do is write this for you all, and the proceeds go back to the school and the children. That's what she said. She's all the way in New York, Brooklyn, New York, sending love out to California, okay? That's what we're talking about, the village, okay? That's what we're talking about. The village takes care of those in the village. And she's in New York, okay?
Exactly.
the love.
Exactly.
Mr. Comier, another show love
That's
to
it.
Us. You know, much respect
Say
for
it.
Him and his wife. His wife,
yes.
His wife came to the conference and just, she was the last one to speak. She just tore it up. You know, she gets to talking, everybody gets fired up. All right. Right. So we got Mario. So I was saying about how we need to spend time for ourselves. And Mario said, my father was a drug and marriage counselor. He barely had time to care for himself, always helping others. So that's what I'm talking about. You know, I'm learning that now. And people get upset at me because I'm like,
you can't pour from an empty vessel. You have to fill yourself up in order to do that, what you need to do. You're right.
I mean, I haven't been to the gym in 2 months. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not making an excuse because I should have went anyway. But dealing with my son over there, dealing with my church, dealing with work, and da, 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 I have to, you know, make some decisions here and say, you know what, I got to do some stuff for myself. I need some self-care for myself. I need to relax. I need to go and go to the lake and just sit there in a chair and look at the water. Things like that. Whatever your self-care is, do it. Find out what it is. Sister Martha comes over all the time helping us with the food giveaway. Mario said, if you don't do self-care, it shortens your life. I believe you. Ron said, go to the Bible to get the answer. Okay. Our sister. All right. CIA. Okay. This is real. I've been living on a plant-based vegan for 3 years. Listen, I need to hook up with you. Okay.
Yes,
all right.
For me.
I hope you're still on the line, because if you've been doing a plant-based diet for 3 years, we need to talk, okay? Because we're getting ready to do a debriefing.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to have a vegan cook-off at Fame, all right? Okay? So we want to make it fun. We want to make it healthy. Brother Ron said what to eat and not to eat.
Yeah.
Okay. Brother Anthony
Cox,
love you, brother.
Brother Ty.
Mario said Earth and its natural medicine, the stuff they sell you kills you and gives you side effects. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. The medicine that the doctors give us have side effects. So why we can't go back to the original? See, I'm going back to that word. You know, the Fresno Freedom School birthed all these community gardens in Fresno. Nobody was doing community gardens until after Freedom School did. But it's the original. Right, you can still do it, but it's not the original. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so Mario is saying,
Mario
is saying that, you know, look, the medicine that the pharmaceuticals are making has side effects. Let's go back to the original herbs and things like that's not from the pharmaceutical. That's all he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you like popping pills, that's your business, you know.
Exactly.
So she said,
mom,
doctor, and I've been blessed to absorb all her knowledge and wisdom. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. The little ones are the future. Yeah, you're right, bro.
Yes, they are. And remember, folks, that the way we do things at Fresno Freedom School is multi-generational. So if you want to come and hang out at Fresno Freedom School and just observe, you want to talk to us about the way we do things. And we are hoping that, you know, the younger generations are going to be looking after your elders. Check in on your elders. Call them and see how they're doing. Go for a walk with them. That's exercise for both of you. You know, we have to look out for one another. That is what unity and love looks like.
Right. So I'm making a life change too. And so Ron says 5 a.m. No, not 5, Ron, 7. I'll be up at 5 though. Ron, no,
they don't
come in West Fresno at 7. Ron said we need to start forming at 5, not 7. All right, Ron, I'm going to get you, bro. You're making me eat my words, man. I remember Maria, may she rest in peace. When y'all first came, she said, well, what time are we going to be here Saturday? I said, 5 o'clock. She said, 5 o'clock? She said, I work all week. What do you mean being 5 o'clock? I said, well, listen, it gets hot in Fresno. She said, nah, we're gonna come about 8 o'clock. I said, okay.
Yeah,
and when they got there at 8 o'clock, it was 103 degrees. she said, now I see why you say come in 5 o'clock. But, okay, so we got, let's see, thank you, the little ones are the future. Okay, I put in our website. Dr. King, Raheem Yates, that's my brother name, Raheem Yates. Raheem Yates is the one that cooks the vegan food. He's an NFL football player. He did a football camp at Edison Saturday, and then he came over to where we were at. And he cooked nice vegan food for us. He's willing to come back. Like I said, I ain't here to twist nobody's arm. I'm just saying I'm doing a life change right now because I feel myself that I'm overweight. When I look in the mirror, I don't want to see a gut on my stomach, which, I mean, I do have a gut, a little gut. But I'm just saying I don't want to see a gut. You know what I want to see, Aline? I want to see a six pack like I had in high school.
Well, for all of I wish you come home and blessings on that. I really do. But for us old folks who are just trying to maintain a decent weight, you know, we gonna sit down and do our exercises or, you know, chair yoga or whatever it is, but you go head on.
I'm gonna try to get this six pack on my stomach again, okay?
I mean,
Sister Eileen, I got a half a pack right now. I ain't got the full six.
Well, you know what the thing is that we want everybody to be as healthy as they can be. Because everybody's starting point is different. And I know, you know, I can't do the stuff that I used to do 5 years ago at Freedom School. I used to be able to get out and help weed and things like that and help plant. Mm-hmm. I can't do that now. So the things that I can do so far, paperwork and calls and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we transition and do what we can, but doing something, exercise, what seniors, elders, even if it's walking around your house, for 10 minutes, even if it's that. You don't even got to go outside to do that. That's what I do because I have a bad back. I can't stand up for very long. So
listen,
we can do it.
Right. I want to give a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to – I call him Dr. King, but his name is Michael King. He's a member of my church, and he was the one who made the initial contact to his nephew, Raheem Yates, to come out here, and we made it happen. And so – I want to give a shout out to him and his family. Mario said, I saw the beautiful front yard, the garden we did here. Hey there, Jerry. Thank you, brother. Marcus Winston, thank you, brother. Oh, we got our board member, Shy, on the line. She said, right, food, give us information. I'm excited, of course. Marcus Winston, let's get on a podcast. All right, let's do that. Elders are golden. Yeah. So we have 2 minutes.
Elders are golden. All right.
Right. We have 2 minutes left. You know, we're just going to go ahead and get ready to only did this for an hour. Didn't know I was going to stay on there this long. But, you know, when I get on the radio, I get to having fun. I don't want to get off now. But anyway, I got a lot to do. A lot of things, projects we got to get ready for. But again, we just want to show our love to everyone that helped got us here. There's more to come. Tell a friend, tell your family, come out Saturday. You know,
come out Saturday, June 10th. Yes.
I'm going to be uploading. I'm going to upload the conference that we did last week.
Yeah.
And come on out. You know, if you want to come out on Friday, I'm going to be tilling. I should get there at least by 7:15. The boys and myself going to till. We need our men.
Is that 11 p.m., Rev?
Is that
A.M.
Okay.
Yeah, Friday, 7 a.m. Come on out. Our girls, too. I don't discriminate. You come out and use the tiller, too. And shareable on social media. Okay, yeah. So, okay, I'll go back to repost everything for the dates.
We do have a black and gold flyer that we're trying to get out for this, and we're hoping that people do come out and support it because it is so important.
Right.
And we love y'all. We want to see you at Fresno Freedom School.
All right, this Saturday, y'all, we got 30 seconds of the motto for the hey, Sister Denise. Oh, she just getting on. Wow, man. Sister Denise, we're going to be doing a vegan cook-off. I'll contact you. I know you and your daughter's big in that. But Sister Denise was the one who taught me about the meat stuff. But 10 seconds. We educate, motivate, energize, organize, and mobilize and take our community to a higher level. Proud to the people. Peace out. See y'all Saturday.